Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
I don't take any days off.
No days.
No days.
7 days a week.
7 days a week. So many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours. Refuse to go deeper, to go further. It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely. You cannot live in that normal mindset. You must be your best on your worst day. And how you do that is you cannot think of a normal mindset. You cannot have a normal mindset. You know, if you're on social media running your mouth, you're just a bitch.
Correct.
You're honestly, and that's correct. Not me trying to be some after school special. You really are a bitch. Real men ain't doing it. Real men don't care about that gossipy bullshit. Get to work, man.
In life, it's important to not always draft. Sometimes you gotta lead and block the fucking wind.
My brainstorming sessions is fucking out there in the fucking grip of life, fucking grinding. And that's where I think all my material comes from, to suck.
We are all being tested in life. While my test is different than yours, you will be tested. And how you face that test and how you overcome that test determines the rest of your life. The one mentality that you must have in life is that regardless of what's in front of you, you still must grind. I'll never be in the Olympics. I'll never be a professional athlete, but still I grind. I fail at most things I do, but still I grind. I don't want to do half the shit I do, but still I grind. And that one day, you see me down a dark alley, run at 1 o'clock in the morning, no one thing. I was grinding.
So I invented Goggins. I invented a motherfucker that realized we're not good enough. But Goggins realizes we're mentally strong as fuck. And we're going to outstrength these motherfuckers in the mind.
So what's your fucking excuse? Is it too cold where you live? Is it too hot where you live? Does it rain too fucking much? Now it's time for some real fucking talk. Maybe you're the only black person applying for a fucking job. Maybe you're the only female. Maybe you're the only fucking gay person. Job, whatever the fuck it may be. Maybe that shit's in your fucking head. Maybe that's your excuse for not being better. Life's a real big fucking picture. When I was young, all those things got in my head. Black, fucking not smart enough, single mom, all that bullshit owns space in my head. If you're allowing people and things and situations to own space in your fucking head, you're losing. Last thing, life's one big fucking head game. You play with yourself. If you lose, it's because you allow life to get in your fucking head. Stay hard.
When you really sit back at your life and you are in that dark room and you're looking at where you started from and you tell yourself, God, dog, man, my mom is this way. My soon-to-be stepdad got murdered. My dad beat the shit out of me. I can't read and write to save my fucking soul. I've lied about it to everybody. I've cheated on all these tests. My God, man. And then you put a goal in your mind. How are you gonna feel, man, when you accomplish this goal coming from that shit? Coming from the fucking hell you came from. A lot of people start from a good starting point. They have a good foundation. What if you can surpass all of these motherfuckers? What if everybody who was fucking way up here started up here and you started with no legs. You had to grow fucking legs to even start walking. And then crawling, and then running. And then you start passing people with all this given to them. I had to use all this negative shit that was making me weak and horrible as a person. I had to use this as the power that now fueled me. I had to flip it on its head and say, hold up. This might be exactly what I need. The darkness is exactly what I need. It's how you look at your situation. And I was looking at it all fucked up.
Sometimes you gotta fight pain with pain. Stay hard.
People don't know how to turn their minds on. People don't know about this boats and laws, why I say it, why I start yelling. I'm trying to activate something. I'm trying to activate passion, want, hunger, the dog, the savage. That motherfucker is falling asleep. When I show up knowing I'm in the great shape, I can wake that savage beast up. You gotta learn yourself, know how to wake yourself up. But if you don't show up in the best shape of your life, your mind is worthless to you, so your savage is fucking dead. Stay hard.
I want to see that guy who immersed himself in fucking hell, and he thought about quitting and leaving and his wife and his kids, and why am I here? Is it worth it? All this crazy shit, and still said and found out a way to get through it. So basically, that's the bottom line of it all. We all want to read about how we can quickly get somewhere. That's why the 6-minute abs and all this other shit is so powerful. You may get some results from it, but they're not permanent. The permanent result comes from you fucking, I say it all the time, you have to suffer. You have to make that a tattoo on your fucking brain, so when that hard time comes again, you don't forget it.
A lot of you are trying to find inspiration and motivation with a depressed mindset. You're depressed because you're not doing shit with yourself. You don't find inspiration by not living in the grip of life. You need to live in the grip of life to find inspiration. Put challenges in front of yourself. When you put a challenge in front of yourself and you attack it, that's when you find inspiration. Try to be 10% better than you were last week. So if you're running 30 miles a week, run 33. If you're swimming 500 meters, swim 550. If some of you aren't doing shit, your 10% is just getting off the fucking couch. The more you walk away from accountability, the weaker you become. Find yourself in the grip of life. You can't find yourself by doing nothing. It might be April where you are, and you're expecting nice weather and shit, but it's 20 degrees. So, you might be somewhere where it's too fucking hot. So, you might have sore legs, sore back, sore shoulder. So, the struggle is real. It never gets any easier. You gotta get harder. I was out yesterday, getting after it. Had one of the best runs I've had in a long time. PR'd that bitch. So, no one cares what you did yesterday. It only matters what you're doing today. Those who take me literally, so I'm a cheerleader for those who want to be better, not for those who want to stay the same. Stay hard.
If you're a doctor, a lawyer, a teacher, a medic, all kind of different professions in life, you have to recertify every fucking year. If not every year, every couple years. Almost every job in the world has to recertify. There's different kind of tools and knowledge that comes out. Everything is constantly evolving. As human beings, we are evolving. So you get those CEUs. So right now I'm at Moab 240. You gotta also certify or recertify as a fucking savage. So I had a hard life growing up. My life is good now. Don't need to do this shit. It's time to recertify as a savage. Stay hard.
There's no other way to make it out here. I mean, you can't just always be, you know, head down in the sand. You got to learn to pick yourself up on your own. A lot of times these fights and these battles, you got to be your own fucking coach. You got to be your own motivator.
For the first 20 some years of my life, it was just darkness. But if you are able to get up every morning, have no passion, no drive, no motivation, no shit, and still get up with that kind of fire, you will be successful in life. I guarantee you that.
I believe in self-discipline, self-pride, self-motivation. No one has that self anymore. That self is gone.
This isn't for the masses. This is for those who want to leave normal behind. Those who are in search of a new realm. It's a lonely journey. You're isolated. Those who used to keep pace with you will fall off. They'll see where their world ends and yours begins. Your ability to suffer, endure, outwork must be greater. You must be willing to extend yourself to the limit with no guarantee of success. Every day, you must ask yourself, did I do enough?
There'll always be complications and setbacks before the finish line. We must be ready for them. Ha ha! Stay hard!
Who's gonna carry the boats?
How about days off? One day, but not today.
And it makes me so fucking mad. Every day I walk this earth and I see average all over the fucking place. And they wanna ask me, how did you do it? I can't tell you how, cause you're not gonna do it. You're not gonna do it. You're gonna continue being out, because every day you wake up, like he says, not like get the coffee, make the pancakes, kiss the girl, kiss the kids. You wake up, right to work. Immediately your mind is in action.
I know what darkness looks like. I know what it feels like to be alone with no motivation, no drive, no passion.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
And what has to come out of your fucking soul in the darkest of times is what you just did right there.
It's funny, man. People want to know how I'm always motivated. It's the unseen work. Like, I'm out running at 2 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning, in the gym, long sessions by myself. That's real. How I'm able to just extract dopamine, the good dopamine, whenever I want, man, I've trained 99% of my life alone. No one pat me on the back. I did all of the work alone. I hate that people know me for that guy, because that guy is not every fucking day. Like, when they see me, they want that energy. That's not me every day. I can extract it immediately when I need to, because when you train alone, and I lived alone for so many years in this misery, and you're able to get out of it by yourself, I can take myself to such a level of real, real passion and purpose.
It's about them posts and laws, motherfucker. This ain't no joke. This ain't no game. Who's gonna carry the motherfucking boats and the logs? I am, motherfucker.
Get up, motherfucker. You're not fucking good enough. You gotta work fucking harder. You haven't put enough time in.
They don't know me, son.
Get it. 18.
They don't know me, son.
Get it. 19.
They don't know me, son.
There's several days I don't want to do shit. I procrastinate like a motherfucker. This is one of those days, man. I put my shoes and my socks and my shorts on every day. Woke up this morning and just stared at them. Didn't want to do shit. Didn't know why I was doing the shit. A lot of times we forget just how badass we are. So what I do, and I've done for so many years, I write down. I've been writing, so this book right here, this is just about a 3-year book, but I've been writing down for years what I do. So I open up to a page today, look at it, and I go through looking at 18 miles, 16 miles, 17 miles, 15 miles, 16, 116 mile week, 123 mile week, 20, 20, 18, 16, all by myself, training alone, fucking push-ups, pull-ups, sit-ups, all this shit I write down here to remind me of the work I put into the craft that is myself. So we have to always remember, our purpose will always be there. I have nothing in front of me right now. No race, no nothing. But the purpose is myself. Your mind has to be stronger than your feelings. On those bad days, when you think that you're alone, you just might be. Because you know why? No one else wants to fucking do it. Should you be the motherfucker that always gets it done? Stay hard.
You had nobody anyway, motherfucker. Look around you. There was no fucking team. It was you. There was no weight loss program or mom and dad waking you up saying you can do it, you can be better, trying to build belief. You built belief when you had nothing. Rock bottom. Out of the 100 men that go into war, 10 shouldn't even fucking be there. 80 of them are just targets. 10 do most of, or 9 do most of the fighting. 1 is a warrior.
I struggled in class, so I picked a far back desk to sit in, hoping I never get caught on. I got exposed. When I was in the military, I was afraid of the water. I got exposed in that. A lot of us are trying to find that back seat in the classroom of life, hoping we never get called on. Trust me, you will get called on. Your fears will always find you. They'll know where you're hiding. When you're in that tunnel of life, it's dark as fuck. There may not be a light, but getting the courage to stay there long enough, you can make out objects. And you can make out objects, you can see a way to get the fuck out of that tunnel. Stay hard. Stay savage. That confrontation is you versus you. When that alarm clock goes off, it's time to get after it. It's gonna be you and your mind. That's when the demon comes out, talks to you, says, hey, go back to sleep, motherfucker. Stay hard. Stay in the fight and get the fuck up. So when your plan fails, when those bolts and fucking laws get too heavy, when you get knocked the fuck down on the fucking canvas, when everything falls apart in your life and your plan is fucked up, what the fuck are you gonna do? There's only one motherfucking option. Stay fucking hard. What the hell were you all waiting for to start attacking life? Waiting for the fucking stars to align? Back when I was growing up, the song came out. All I need is a miracle. Well, guess what? That miracle ain't coming. There is no perfect time to start. You gotta start now with changing your life. We're all being tested in life. And guess what? This is one test you can't cheat on. We all have our own test. Some of us are obese. Some of us are depressed. Some of us are insecure. In the military, we have this big old rucksack on the back. Had batteries, water, extra gear. Your extra gear is the shit you're dealing with in life. And the only way to overcome it, it's for you and you alone to face it. You have to do your best work when you're the least motivated. So those days you don't want to do it, guess what you got to do? You got to suck it the fuck up and do it. Stay hard.
Work your ass off so you can enjoy. Yeah, you're taking a shot. You know, you may not live to be old, but what if you do? And you worked your ass off when you were able, and you were able to fucking get up early, able to grind. If you front load it properly, the back half of your fucking life is money. Hard work looks horrible. It's not motivating. It's not motivating at all. It ain't like Rocky round 14 where he gets knocked down and goes like this to Apollo Creed. It looks like a man being stuck in a fucking dungeon and there's no fucking way out. But you have the fucking key, but you refuse to use it.
There's a saying out there in the military. They say first time, every time. Well, I wasn't that guy. I failed everything I did the first time. I was known for coming back even harder after I failed. Success isn't a straight line. It's a maze. And when you think you figured that maze out, you hit a wall and you gotta turn the fuck around and start again.
Today is your opportunity to be a leader. You must look at yourself as a leader. As a leader, you no longer have the fucking option to take the easy path in life. As a leader, there is no snooze button. It can be very lonely. Through your actions, you can change the mindset of those around you. You must do when you don't want to do. You have to find your best self when you are the least motivated. Your brain is like a muscle. You have to push it to a point of discomfort. All those days and nights you don't want to train, those are the days you must train. You must change the way you look at discomfort.
Right now in life, your family is looking for that one guy right now. They're looking for that one guy who's strong, who's that pillar for the family in hard times. Make sure they look around. They look around and find you. These are the times right now for you to step up. Be that guy that can take anything. Stay hard.
There's so many times in life you don't want to be doing what the fuck you're doing. You can't just fucking quit. Remember this, This isn't a hobby. This isn't a fucking joke. It's a fucking lifestyle. So what you say to yourself is important. There's no fucking coach. There's no trainer to keep you going. It's only you. So think about this. You've been working your whole life to get a fucking seat at the table. The seat at the table is you want to be the best amongst all the best people in your fucking career field. So you finally get that letter. It's steak, lobster, it's a big dinner. Everybody's showing up, dressed to the nines. Make sure you show up soaking wet from fucking getting after it, working out hard. Towel around your neck. You respect the event. So make sure you put that towel over that nice chair so you don't fuck it up. The whole thing is this. Don't say a word. Stay uncommon amongst uncommon people. You're never done. Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done. Stay hard.
So a lot of people ask me what it's like to live with David, and I figured I had the perfect opportunity tonight to just give a little bit of insight. So today, just randomly, David says after we come home from the gym that he was going to go on a 100-mile ruck tonight. So unplanned, just spur of the moment, we're out here. We left just about 12 and a half hours ago, or just over 12. Oh God, that's blurry. 12:43 a.m. It's 38 degrees. And he's about 60 or 60 some miles in at this point. I haven't spoken to him in a few hours other than to give him my socks because it's cold and he has Raynaud's, so he's wearing them as his gloves. And, you know, it's lonely as hell. No one's out here. It's just me. No one would even know he's doing this if I wasn't recording this video. And that's so much of his life, just all of the unseen work that goes into being David. I don't think people can even imagine the discipline and the hours spent alone just grinding. And the other thing people can't imagine is the pain and discomfort that goes into it. You know, every day when he starts running, it's like the first few miles, he's just hobbling along. And, you know, I know that he's just 3 months post-surgery. 3.5 months ago, I wrote to a surgeon. It was end of September, and I said, you know, David was going to come in for surgery, and he said, well, I just hope he's not jumping out of planes. Well, he sure was. He was in British Columbia jumping out of planes.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.